All Virtual Michigan School District Declares Virtual Snow Day Before Storm. By Kyle Olson on February 16, 2021. Ann Arbor Public Schools declared a virtual snow day before a Monday night storm despite already operating virtually. Gina Swift, superintendent of the Michigan District, sent a notice to parents canceling online classes Tuesday, well before the first flake fell. "I'm sure that you are aware of the significant snow event coming to southeast Michigan overnight. With a snowstorm arriving, and the forecast calling for snow, high winds, slick roads, and potential power outages, this would typically be the time when we would make an inclement weather day announcement. As this COVID pandemic continues, stress is high and wellness is more important than ever. Snow days are opportunities for children, young people, and adults to play in the snow, read books, take a break, and enjoy the winter season. These days are unexpected opportunities to make memories, to have fun and to celebrate community. We don't want to lose them." Swift said residents of the district will take advantage of a beautiful winter day and call a virtual snow day for a personal wellness day. Ann Arbor Public Schools has forced students to remain home and out of the classroom since last March, DIB reported. The move burdened working parents, as well. A group of more than 350 local physicians and psychologists have signed a letter urging the district to return to in-person learning by March 1. "The scientific, health and psychological consensus is clear. It is possible for children and teachers to safely return to school with proper mitigation measures. Giving parents this choice is the best course of action for our children and community," Kimberly Monroe, one of the letter organizers, said. "My own experience of seeing the devastation caused by school closure among Ann Arbor's children has been eye-opening and heartbreaking. The letter supports a choice for return to in-person learning to reduce these impacts." In late January, Swift indicated there was no plan to return to in-person learning, or even a hybrid model. "There is not an announcement of a specific date for transition to open-in-school hybrid learning at this current time. We will continue to vigilantly monitor this unfolding COVID situation each week," Swift wrote to parents. The union complained in October about the prospect of returning to classrooms, claiming its members do not feel safe because positive COVID-19 cases continue to be reported in Washtenaw County, according to WEMU. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.